You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It was confirmed by I keep wanting to say Schefter, but it was Rappaport that had the breaking but not broken news about Dak Prescott and the stalemate that is. But anyway, they're not going to renegotiate anytime soon, though. RJ, I do believe that this isn't really the case. I still think there's going to be a deal done before the beginning of the season.
I don't know, man.
Really even losing hope? Really? Not even at training camp, which something we were talking about just a week or so ago. You're like, you know, it's not uncommon for them to do it then. I kind of feel like it was a way to turn the pressure down, take the heat off just a little bit, and say, hey, we're just not even talking.
I think yesterday was an attempt, but a mild one, but an attempt nonetheless, from the Cowboys to negotiate through the media. They're very well known for this, mm-hmm. and they, for whatever reason, believe it to be effective despite a 0% track record of success. you know, I think that they think that in saying that yesterday that Dak's going to go, what? They might move on from me? Oh my God, I better take that offer right now. When in reality, the brand or whatever weird, stupid leverage they think they have is non-existent. The only thing that concerns me is that, and this is somebody who wants to see Dak Prescott continue to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and I recognize that there are people who oppose that. That's fine. But what concerns me the most is we are now less than a year away from Dak hitting true free agency. And I cannot stress enough how unprecedented this would be. All right. Since the dawn of the new CBA in 2011, in our world that has changed significantly since then with television contracts over and over and over again, fire hose pouring money into the NFL, we have not seen a quarterback able to pit the open market against itself. A quarterback with legitimate and proper standing. Now, Peyton Manning reached free agency in 2012, but he was coming off of that neck injury.
Yeah, that was a weird year. That didn't really
matter. Yeah, nobody knew what he was going to be, mm-hmm. and so it was difficult to, you know, kind of see teams get really involved. Kirk Cousins, obviously, has hit the open market twice. The first time, I don't know that he was regarded all too highly, but he still parlayed that into a massive contract with the Vikings. Even this time around, coming off of an Achilles injury, was still able to parlay that into a massive contract with the Atlanta Falcons. So, you are going to have to really make it worth Dak's while to turn down something that no one has ever seen before that he is now less than a year away from.
Well, Jerry talked about having to pay Dak, but he, you know, Dak's not alone. There is Micah and CD. There are worse things in the world that have to deal with this.
Without being theatrical, I'm going to drop to a knee and say thank you for the problem. It's an outstanding problem to have. Yeah, you work to get problems like this.
It's a good problem to have. You work to get problems like this. You'll get down on one knee. You know, for the Dak haters out there, I think there's some like exhale, like, all right. But I don't think people realize that even though he might leave, the salary cap ramifications don't leave with him. They stay. So, you know, it's not like financially the whole world gets easier. The chalkboard's erased and previous debts are all taken care of when he walks out the door. There's still a salary cap hit involved with that.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the verge of watching him walk away, play for somebody else, potentially be successful for somebody else, while having him on the books for $40 million next year. and that's what's so frustrating. Like, if you really believe that this is all, you know, they think it's going to be all right. They learned nothing. They learned zero from the last time that they went through this? And Rob, I would put it to you, because Dak obviously has his share of detractors, right? He obviously has a lot of people who think he isn't that great or whatever.
I'm done with it. I'd rather him leave.
Well, you're...
I'm crazy. You know. I admit it. But I'm ready to say goodbye. But I understand the ramifications of that. And I'm with you. I don't think... They don't care to understand. They don't care.
To the idea that he wouldn't get paid, I offer that the last time he got paid, actually, let me put it this way. He suffered a catastrophic ankle injury. I mean, his ankle was all kinds of broken, and he still became the highest paid player in franchise history. So even when that was the case, even when that was the situation, it didn't impact his earning ability at all. Why? Because the position is that valuable. So if you really believe that someone is not going to pony up for that, you are not living in reality.
And this makes it a little bit more difficult if, you know, in some bizarre way they could find some way to deal him. Because now it went from... You know, what's the going rate for a quarterback? Stafford? What was Stafford? Two firsts? And, you know, we've seen that pretty typically.
Yeah,
now you can't even do that because they're like, well, I'll just wait.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. If they had decided they wanted that Dak didn't, you know, they didn't want Dak to be a part of their team in 2025, I would disagree with that assertion, but fine. At least you made a decision, right? And he has a no-trade clause. But what they should have done, and maybe they did for all we know, but it doesn't seem to be that way. What they should have done was gone to Dak at the very, very, very beginning of the offseason and said, look, man, we love you. We've had some great times. We don't think it's going to work out here long term.
Let's get you paid.
Let's get you paid. Let's get you somewhere. Let's get ourselves some, you know, some sort of return on investment so we don't watch you walk for nothing. You know what I mean? Let's work together here to find you and us the best possible solution. Speckled Truth says in the Brigade Bar, says, as a Saints fan, I'll take that.
I get it. I get it. Yeah.
There is no question that there would be 10 teams lining up next year to take Dak Prescott, and the Cowboys would get nothing. So they're on the verge of watching him walk away, which leaves them without him, and recouping nothing for his, you know, it's just the most inefficient, dumb way to have possibly handled this.